Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbros. That is hims.com/drinkingbros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
This show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Don't like the government spying on you? Then visit expressvpn.com/drinkingbros to stay anonymous.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News. J
James, that's a fun, flirty look you got going on today.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it, and I do believe that you're being serious.
Yep. You do not at all look like a New Jersey real estate agent whatsoever.
Nope. Ooh, fun.
Yeah, isn't it?
Fun.
I've got a two-story in Cherry Hill that you'll love. It's right out in Cherry Hill. You'll love it. With a long Capri 120. Are you smoking a Juul?
Yep.
Gross. With nicotine in it?
Urge you not to judge me.
If you because were it will end badly for you. Smoking weed, I would cherish you instead. I need to bury you. Now, D'Anthony just saved the day there. He's blowing out some...
We all know
some,
that you cherish.
Cherith D'Anthony? Oh, do I cherish on D'Anthony?
Didn't Jason Bateman in Arrested Development lie and say his name was Cherith one time or something
Jareth.
I love that guy. He could do a cooking show where he fucked it all up and I would still probably watch it.
Oh my gosh, I love him so much.
Bateman?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I'm a Bateman head.
Ozark? You? Ozark season 3 was phenoms, dude.
I don't know if it's even a good show. I just know that I like him, and I've watched everything he's ever done, and I've liked all of it.
He's great, even Teen Wolf 2.
That was my favorite, yeah.
A lot of people don't know that he replaced Michael A. Fox in that one. And
Stands for Otto. Wait.
No, it doesn't in this one. Did you know that was his actual middle name?
No, what's A?
We found that out the other day.
It's Andrew.
Andrew.
So Michael J. Fox is actually Michael A. Fox.
Yeah.
And they didn't think that would sell or whatever.
Why? That would have been pun central. Why
exactly.
would you not have
I don't know. It was missed opportunity.
That's a whole branding. I know. Merchandise line.
I know. Yeah. He needs to be mad at somebody for sure.
Probably God for giving him whatever fucking disease he's got.
Right? Yeah.
Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Parkinson's.
Because he cannot.
Yeah.
Sign his name legibly.
No.
But neither can I. And I'm fine, so whatever.
Yeah.
And he's rich, too. So.
Are you fine, though?
No.
Very quick. Questionable. So is our top story here. Will the U.S. government mandate COVID-19 vaccinations once they exist? U.S. adults have a pretty typically low vaccination rate, meaning shots you don't get as children, like a seasonal flu shot or anything else.
Yeah, I think it's like 45%, something like that. Yeah, I don't do it.
I don't
Me neither.
Unless I know that if I'm going to be around super young kid, like babies and shit, mm-hmm. for some extended period of time, then I know that in advance, I'll probably get one just to help with the herd immunization, because mm-hmm. children especially are susceptible to this.
Yeah.
So then maybe I would consider doing it. But even when I was in the Army, they were like trying to give us swine flu stuff. I'm like, no. Like,
no.
You got to. I'm like, I'm religious about something. I believe something.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they didn't know what to say. And I just walked out.
I've never gotten a vaccine as an adult.
Voluntarily.
Or probably as a child, since your parents are fucking hippies, right?
Oh, yeah. That is true. Well, they really, really didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, and even in this story, you can constitutional, no. But if you want to go to certain schools, it is mandatory. So it's kind of like whatever you want to do. If you don't want to vaccinate, then you just can't go to these certain schools.
Mm-hmm. You ever seen a child with mumps?
Mumps?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
They
look ridiculous.
Look ridiculous.
Because they're dead?
No, there's a reason why.
No, because there's like two mumps. Footballs in their goddamn.
Yeah, there's a reason why they don't have mumps. It's because every kid should get a fucking vaccinations.
Absolutely. I'm down with it. I'm just
saying. It was Jenny McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The famous anti-vaxxer who now is really looking forward to the vaccine. She says.
Pulled back on the anti-vax statements. Drug maker AstraZeneca hopes to have 30 million doses of the vaccine available in the UK by September, and other companies are rushing products to the market as well.
Yeah, if they're getting 30 million to the UK, I couldn't find the US numbers, but it would have to be a commensurate level. So, like, I don't know, 300 million, 280 mm-hmm. million, something like that, maybe 250 million. A lot.
Yeah. I'm torn on this. Do you get the vaccination? What do you do?
No, I'm not going to do that, no.
So it's funny you say
no,
that.
No, but I'll get it for my kids.
Yeah, I'll get it for my kids, same. But for myself, I don't really give a shit. But interestingly enough, I've seen a lot of veterans post saying they would not and will never get this vaccination because of what they went through in the Army. What is that? What do they try to get you to do?
Well, I mean, we had to take an anthrax vaccine, which is, one, not good for you, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, having any kind of anthrax in your body is not good, regardless if it's a prophylaxis or not. But you have to get an injection and then another injection, like six injections over the course of 2 years or 3 years or four. I don't remember how long it is, but it's like a constant series of injections. And
that sounds awful.
Well, it's awful, but it's also like we haven't been – anthrax hasn't been a threat long enough for us to know that that long of a fucking vaccination period is necessary or it works or how harmful it is or any of that shit. So with regard to coronavirus, which is you know, not a problem for me, I'll go get it and then go on vacation. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Right? Like I'm sure I would feel fine is what I mean by that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to take a vaccination for that. And if – the government tries to mandate it, they can mandate these nuts, frankly.
Can they, cool, they mandate
cool,
these nuts?
Cool, yeah. Cool, cool, cool.
Because that will never happen. If somebody from the government tried to force me to take a vaccination, we've already seen what would happen. Even in the military, they couldn't make me do it. You think they're going to make me do it now? No.
Yeah. I mean, look, I bought a flight today for the first time in a very long time. And they changed the genders on that, rearranged their website and everything else. There's no fucking way they're going to be able to make people get vaccinations.
Yeah.
Because a certain amount of the population is going to rage. So I don't know how that's possible. But will you have a scarlet letter if you don't get one and you get sick? Maybe, you know?
Who's going to fucking know?
I've got a scarlet letter in this country anyways because I'm a white dude with a beard.
That looks like a militia member.
That doesn't bang other dudes.
Yeah. You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
Is that a common gay theme that bearded guys bang other dudes?
No, I'm just mean that I'm a straight white dude with a beard.
That looks like a bear.
That looks like a militia member.
I hate to go back to Ozark, but remember the guy who was getting porked in that by the FBI agent was a guy who
looks exactly
had a beard.
Like
very similar.
He was a little
very
shorter than me, but yeah.
He definitely was shorter.
At any rate, I don't care about a fucking what is some person gonna call, I can't believe you did blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, you need to get the fuck out of my face, because if you make physical contact with me, I'm gonna fucking bury you right now. You know what I mean? It's really that simple.
But isn't it gonna be the same eventually as the flu vaccine, where it's like everywhere you go, whether it's CVS or the doctor or literally everything you're getting done, they're trying to have you take this flu vaccine. And you either do or you don't.
Yeah.
Well, they can advertise it all they want, but 60% of Americans are not doing it.
Right. So I'm not sure they'll get to the point of making you take it, right? Or is that what we're asking?
It would have to be Democrats in charge, first of all, because a Republican can never get away with it.
No.
Like, not that they wouldn't necessarily do it, because I think both of these parties are fucking shitbags, but there's no way that a Republican could get away with it and expect to ever get reelected to anything ever again.
Sure.
No. Right? And they might get fucking kicked out of office for that kind of shit. But Democrat, maybe. I don't know. I mean, the president would have to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he could tell the fucking Department of Justice, like, hey, it's now, like, blah, 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 you have to do this or whatever the fuck. It doesn't take all of Congress to do something like that. So technically he could say it. It's not constitutional, though.
Right.
I think it would get stricken down in courts pretty fast, but just the precedent that it would set is problematic.
The other part that I wonder about is if enough people get it, right, the vaccination when it does come out, and there will be one out eventually, will that be enough to slow it? Because right now, you know, a lot of us are indoors. Some other states are open. It kind of just is a numbers game at that point. Will enough people with vaccinations slow that down and stop it?
I don't know.
Or enough people getting it.
I don't really care about slowing it down.
Okay.
Just let it go.
Is that real? Is that a real assessment?
Yes.
Okay.
It's another way to end it. It's just emotions
Explain that theory.
A study was released yesterday from USC, University of Southern California. They did antibody tests on a very large group of people there, and they surmised that something like 100, at a minimum, 100,000 people in LA had it and didn't even know it.
Yeah.
At a minimum.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah, of course it's true.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been talking about this whole time with regard to the number of deaths is being inflated by saying that anybody that had any kind of like COVID symptoms or COVID test that died was a COVID death, regardless of the rest of their circumstances.
Right.
And we found that, like, in 80% of cases, that was not true.
Yep.
Right? So then on the other side, so they're inflating the death numbers and they're deflating the fucking infection numbers on purpose, clearly, because this information is out there. So fuck these people. I'm not doing any of this shit. I want to let it take its course like any other fucking thing.
Yeah, because if you don't, then you have to keep fucking doing this shit.
Right. Like, what fucking respiratory disease is not a problem for fucking elderly people and people with fucking respiratory issues? Motherfucker. Like, seriously, pneumonia is. Are we going to stop pneumonia?
Pneumonia outbreak.
I got to get my pneumonia rectal
pill. Can anybody in this fucking room or on this earth name me one other respiratory disease or virus that isn't a problem for somebody with respiratory problems or who are elderly?
None.
Can anybody name that?
Yeah, there isn't.
And this one doesn't even affect children the way flu does.
Right.
Yeah.
So far, it doesn't affect children. So.
Seriously.
Yeah.
God, I don't care how viral it is. Like, this is going to be one of the more embarrassing times in American history, or it's going to be a paradigm shift in our tolerance for government intrusion and how fucking scared we are. It's going to be one of those two things. And if it's the latter, then fucking we're going Thunderdome.
Yeah, man. And I'm all about that. Let's get all hopped up. Get a PCP Charlize Theron in there. You know?
In some ways, I like it because it's showing people for who they are.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to hang out with them anymore.
Yeah, I like that too with racists. True. Like when somebody says something racist, everyone's like, oh, they get all mad. I'm like, nah, you shouldn't be. Don't be mad. Just thank that guy for showing that he's a piece of shit. Now we can all move on and never listen
to
him.
Because really having less people to hang out with is a better way to go.
It is. Because then you don't have to wonder, you know?
No, but like, you know, just narrowing it down to like a core group of fun racists.
Yeah.
I mean, just fun people.
Yeah, to hang
fun
out with.
Fun people to hang out
the
with.
The fun racists can hang out with the other fun racists.
Yeah. I don't want to hang out with the racists.
Obviously.
I would want them
to hang out with each other and have a good time.
It's
called the Ku Klux Klan,
Yeah, I feel like you're getting into
some... I feel
like
you're talking about the Ku Klux Klan.
No, I'm more just saying, honestly, that I've been shown who people are.
Same, and it's the same thing. Whenever somebody's super racist, exactly like Dan says, like when we're out, we're always just like, eh... The fuck is wrong
there was
with these
that
people?
There was that girl.
It's
that
rare
fucking,
though. It's very rare. I will say that
there was that girl on 4th of July last year that approached me and Justin. Remember that?
Yeah.
Like he's very clearly Mexican.
Yeah.
Oh
and
yes.
He and I are hanging out with some fucking dickholes. I don't remember who it was, but excuse me. This fucking blonde girl she's like dancing with these black guys, right? Mm-hmm. And then she keeps walking back over to us and saying, I don't like these N-words. You know, I'm just like having fun. I'm like, all right.
Okay,
I don't even know who you are. Why are you telling me this?
What?
Why?
Yeah.
Like, just like not even casual racism. It was full on.
Voluntarily.
Full
straight up
on
racist. Yeah. To a stranger.
For some reason thought you were going to be on her side or something.
I understand seeing
you
brings back
that I might have a hood in my back pocket.
Maybe.
Exactly.
But Justin was there too. Disgusting Justin.
Because when you do see Dan out, it's a guy who would give you the sheets off his back.
It's 50-50. Do you know what I mean? He's either Dan
or a gay clan member.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But Justin's very clearly not white.
Mexican.
Yeah.
And he and I both looked at each other and like, all right, I guess welcome to North Carolina.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about that shit.
That was a perfect introduction to North Carolina. Yep.
Next up, Joe Biden comes out of hiding to anoint President Trump with a new nickname. Mm. This is a fun one because I was waiting for it. Trump's got nicknames for everybody. It seems like fire is trying to fight fire with fire. That makes sense. Is that the saying? It should be.
Yeah.
Should be. In a clear attempt to emulate Trump's proclivity for insulting nicknames, Biden is now calling Trump President Tweety. It's on the nose it's not terrible. It's not terrible. The key to this, and Dan, you'll know more about this than me because you spent some time in politics. Mm-hmm. The key is having something simple and catchy. So, like, if you go back to, let's say, 2016.
Yeah.
Crooked Hillary, right? That still sticks with me. Whenever I hear a fucking name, I think of Crooked Hillary. But it's so easy and simplistic that I was like, all right, cool.
That one I didn't love. It didn't roll off the tongue. But, yeah, I hear you.
It stuck, though.
It definitely stuck.
He made it work. He made it work. Sleepy Chuck Todd. You know, whenever Chuck Todd's on, like, I always think of Sleepy Chuck Todd. And I look at his eyes. And he's tried to widen them a little bit in interviews, you know. But it clearly had an effect on him. President Tweety is not that bad.
I thought it was Sleepy Joe Biden. But, yeah, did that come from Chuck Todd?
It did. He moved it over.
Got it.
I think he was calling him,
Hiding Biden.
That's it. Yeah. No.
Nice.
Did you see somebody made a cartoon out of that speech he gave where he was talking about kids touching his leg hair and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really, really
funny.
I think
DC Drano or the Typical Liberal posted it the other day or some shit. I don't remember who it was. At any rate, this is like, this is not great. I mean, it's like.
For who?
It's like you're playing one-on-one with Jordan. Mm. And he fucking dunks on your ass, and then you go back down the court and fucking
throw, do a somersault.
You throw the ball up in the air, right?
And do a cartwheel.
Yeah, and then you pull out a gun and shoot yourself in the head. Yeah. It's like, this is terrible.
It's terrible, but I will say this. Having watched that Hillary doc and looking back at it, the one valuable piece of information I took from it was her campaign manager was just like, man, no matter what we did against Trump, it didn't stick. Nothing happened. So I think you're going back to the same playbook now going, all right, how do we try to now do the same things he's doing? Mm. Because Biden released a statement 2 days ago. I don't know if you saw this when he was talking about Donald Trump Jr. Mm. And the pedophile memes that have been going around with him sniffing girls and shit. Yeah. And he said, I will not stoop to this level. I'm not going to play that level of politics with anybody. And it's like, hey, man. Hillary didn't either, and you saw how that worked out for her in 2016. I wonder if this is a pivot of like, all right, well, I'll show him who's boss. Maybe. I'll pull out my dick.
I think he's just an old man with dementia, to be honest.
I do too, but somebody's advising him.
Maybe.
I know, but I think he would do better to just not.
I agree.
Personally, but.
Yeah. What he actually said was that he didn't want to, quote unquote, get down into the mud with these guys.
Which is
not what I heard. Because I guess it depends on the age of the person, right?
Yeah,
for Biden. Look, man, I'm not the guy who spent the last, I don't know, 30 or 40 years sneaking up on tween and teen girls and sniffed their fucking back and hair.
That wasn't me
that did that. That, sir, was you. Thanks for your service to our country, by the way. That was you. I'm not saying you're a pedophile, but you definitely have some kind of fucking thing going on there. That's weird as shit.
Yeah.
Right? You don't just, like, first of all, you don't sniff fucking random people.
It's a lot of sniffs, though. It's just not a hard
children.
Sniff. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Jabes, what do you do for that as a woman if somebody gives you a hard sniff? I mean, obviously it's uncomfortable, but their dick's not inside you. So
I always do that, though. I ask first. I'm like, hey, can I smell your hair?
He does. Yeah, what do you do? You do what we always do, which is just like, God fucking damn it.
Can I smell your
Honestly,
hair?
Honestly, there's nothing you
I
can
hope
do.
I don't get raped.
Basically.
That's funny. What was that?
That's how we live our lives.
What's that quote? Men are most afraid that women are going to embarrass them, and women are most afraid that men are going to murder them. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how, when we leave the house, that's what all we think. I hope I don't get raped today.
I think we need to switch it up and start embarrassing women more than raping them. I've always been anti-rape.
Yeah,
forever.
You were one of the first ones.
Oh, yeah, you were an early adopter of that. Yeah, yeah,
everybody
yeah.
Everybody else was like, rape, rape, rape. Right. You were
Dan
very anti-rape.
Yep.
I want to say that to the audience.
And I feel vindicated by history as well for saying that.
Oh, yeah, you're on the right side of it now, for sure.
Yeah, the right side of it.
And look who's laughing now.
Well, it's
nobody likes rape now.
No one.
You know?
People used to kind of get into it, but now, Dan, you were the one that really turned the corner on that.
You're welcome.
On that whole movement.
Yeah.
Biden, the video's going around with him sniffing girls right now over and over and over again. People are doing memes, songs, everything to it. I don't know what he's going to do. I mentioned on Ross Patterson Revolution earlier that he's doing these virtual meet and greets now with the Brunchens and stuff. You'll find this fascinating. The one that he's doing it with on the upcoming one that I get invited to virtually, which is fucking ridiculous, was Kamala Harris. So you might win that bet between us.
I wonder if, can you imagine? I kind of want Biden to get elected for this, like, sick reason, because I want to see him.
Dude,
like, every
sure.
time Kamala Harris has a fucking press conference, she's right here, and he just walks up into frame.
Yeah.
Thumbs up to the crowd, and he walks out.
It really would be such a fun thing, since we know the president can't do anything anyways. Like, it would be a fun thing.
It reminds me of old school SNL where Chevy Chase was playing Ford and he was always falling down. With Biden, that would be an endless. Who is it? Because there's a guy that's been playing it. Woody Harrelson's been playing him all season on SNL.
Oh.
You'd have to just cast Woody permanently.
He's been playing Joe Biden.
It's so funny, dude.
Good.
He's great.
I can't watch SNL, but like when stuff like this happens. Even when Alec Baldwin was doing Trump, I watched because he's. I love Alec Baldwin. Yeah, me too. As a human being, I hope he fucking gets ass cancer. But
sure,
as an actor, I fucking love him. Everything he's ever been in, I fucking love it.
He really can separate the actor from the person.
Yeah, I can too. Yeah. And Maya Rudolph was playing Kamala Harris, and she murdered it. As
she's
well.
The best, dude.
So like the two of them would be magic.
But
if
Maya,
what
does
SNL.
She even do now? She acts a little bit, and I think she's directing and producing now.
She basically does whatever she wants, and she has a bunch of kids. So she has five kids with who's the director?
Anderson.
Wes Anderson?
No, not Wes Anderson. It's the other one who directed There Will Be Blood.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is that guy's name?
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Paul Thomas Anderson, that's it.
Thank you, Papa.
And they've got five goddamn kids?
Yeah.
Good for them, I guess.
A kid machine. I know.
She's actually.
And they're both just cool.
Her comedy's cool. Drama's good. Yep. Everything she does is good.
All of it.
Not but everybody can do that.
If that goes down, and I think in the fall, if that heats up and she ends up becoming VP, you're going to see a lot of the two of them this fall. And it'll be comedy. I can tell you that with Biden. You know, and that's what we look for here, kids, is the comedy in it. You know,
why doesn't Trump call him the sniffer?
Why is he staying away from
that? Let's write a comic series that is a superhero called the sniffer. But he only shows up when he's not wanted and he sniffs people. So he's not really a superhero. He's just some asshole.
Yeah, you're not helping or hurting anyone.
He's just some old asshole trying to run for president.
That'd be fun.
I guess we don't need to write that because it's happening right in front of our goddamn eyes right now.
Maybe I'll write a song, Sniff Me Like Biden, because you're going to see a lot of that coming up. It was the young girls I just didn't understand in these videos. I mean, real young.
The fucking aggressive shoulder rub?
Yeah.
And the...
That's an old school move, the shoulder rub.
I hope that he's just oblivious, but probably not.
Okay. You'll only know if you're in front of him, because you're going to feel that dick graze, you know? You're going to get at least two inches grazing up against that behind.
He's not getting hard at this age.
You don't think so?
No.
Not naturally, no.
Joe Biden, his wife's a doctor, for Christ's sake. She's not. Well, she's a doctor of history or some shit. But yeah. She's not.
Calm down.
Yeah.
She's not a real doctor.
I was worried that you were going to say she was a real one.
No. Not like,
like a doctor.
She spent four years writing a goddamn 800-page book to get her doctorate.
Yeah. You know? Nah. No, not like a real one.
No, definitely not that.
Sure.
It'll be fun. You know what else is fun, Jabes? The mattresses from GhostBed.com/drinkingbros.
They are fun, but more importantly, soups comfortable.
Soups comfortable. There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Didn't know where you were going with that. They're going to have a Memorial Day sale. I'm going to pull this up. I just got an email from Rich. Bernstein there.
Is it starting today?
Runs until, Memorial Day promotion running until 6/5. So that's June 5th. For anybody else who doesn't count or enjoy numbers, 25% of everything, plus two free ghost pillows, and that's 170 value. The pillows are included when you buy a mattress. Also, they've got a bundle deal. And all bundle deals are 30% off. Jesus Christ. That is a lot.
30% is anymore. 30% is a big deal.
Jesus Christ, 30%,
especially
with a
bundle deal? For an item that goes from $500 to $1,500 on a typical order.
If you got a fucking cooling mattress, the cooling mattress is the goddamn best. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I don't know how they're making any money. God bless them.
Starting on Memorial Day?
Yeah, starting on Memorial Day, dude.
Okay, you're good to go. Right now there's 25% off.
Everything in the store. Mm-hmm. And then they got the 36-month financing. Yep. Zero down, zero APR, all that other shit. And these deals are applicable with that. So it's like $25. They're in stock, ready to ship. They did not have any fucking problem with the coronavirus whatsoever. At all. Every single person who listens to the show who bought a mattress, they were like, dude, it came in like 72 hours to our house. They've had zero problem with it, and it's shipping right to your door, and that's it. They drop it off, you pull it into your bedroom, pop it out of the box, and you'll be ready to bone, baby. And 2 hours. 2 hours. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, China. It's always China, isn't it? I could do a week's worth of shows on just China and my hatred for China.
Well, this one isn't just China though.
Mm. It is.
This is beyond. This is actually an American company.
Yeah.
Scientists at the University of Buffalo Roswell Park Cancer Institute have bred a new form of human mouse chimera with the highest incidence of human cells ever recorded. It's 4%. So what happened is they take human stem cells, right?
This is in America, Ross. So calm down.
They add them to an embryo. of a mouse.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And then let it develop naturally and see what happens. 4% of that mouse is human.
Mm-hmm.
Technically.
Yeah.
Like DNA wise.
Yeah. Legs.
It doesn't have like one tiny piece of a finger on the side of its head. But
or just like a human nose, maybe.
Or like hind legs. The hind legs were human legs. That'd be great. Like little baby mouse, legs, little toddler.
But the mouse
legs.
Body's still on
yes,
like this
the rest
yeah,
of the body
yeah,
is still
yeah,
the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No, that would be horrifying.
Because the arms would have
skin,
to get
maybe?
Stronger.
Human skin, but looks like a mouse.
Ooh, that would be fun. That's a nice Instagram filter, too.
I mean, that's just a bald mouse, is it?
Yeah.
But not that kind of skin. Do you know what I'm saying? There's a big difference between like a hairless cat. And
yep.
then just like human skin.
Human
you know?
Skin on it. Yeah.
I don't know. I used to practice tattooing on hairless cats all the time.
Oh, really?
No.
You're an amateur tattoo artist?
I'm not, no.
Those are my favorites.
No, I made
do
all
people
that
do
up.
That?
No. They use like pieces of leather and shit, I think. Or maybe a pig.
Yeah, they do. They do a lot with
oh,
pigs.
Oh, maybe pigs.
A lot with pigs.
Yeah.
So my
or
problem
a cadaver,
here,
maybe?
James, this is where this came from with China. I guarantee you the scientist is probably...
Of some kind of Asian...
China.
Well, if you remember...
Chinese.
China... made a sheep pig or
yeah.
sheep goat
mm-hmm.
or some shit combo mm-hmm. like well there's
they
a
put a human face on a fucking monkey
yeah
like 3 months
that
ago.
Too yeah but this actually has a point
mm-hmm.
so theoretically speaking we could be able to make chimeras which is a combination of two genetic materials into one living creature right
okay
chimera
yep.
so we would be able to find an animal that has a very short gestation period and they become adults fast, right? So they're whatever their version of HGH is makes them get be born quickly and grow to full size quickly. And we could implant the DNA with stem and encoded stem cells that says to build a liver
mm-hmm.
and fucking make that animal and then fucking a genetically identical liver to the person who donated the cells would come out. So there's no chance of refusal. That's the biggest problem with organ transplant.
Mm. Ah,
that's what they're trying to do here. And that is
what
is incredible.
Hearing, everything that I'm hearing is a mouse that fights people and is real angry and could be used in some form of war and or police tactic.
I'm fine with that. I mean, what's? Can we just be honest about where we're headed?
Yeah,
the robots are going to take over. Technology
yeah.
is going to butt fuck us.
Yep.
We're probably in a simulation. And if you don't believe we're in a simulation, do me a favor. Go outside on a windy day.
Yeah.
Like a breezy, like not a steady wind, but like a breezy day. And drop like a fucking paper bag or a piece of plastic on the ground. And then wait 10 seconds or so and then go try to like stomp on it. Because you're going to do it over and over and over again. Like some asshole has a dollar bill and a fucking string and he's pulling it away from you.
Simworld, we're
Sim
all
world.
In it. Yesterday, did you see that article?
Hey, wipe that fucking look off your face.
I mean, though.
James can't. Her tiny mind can't handle this. It's very pea brainish. She can't handle things like this.
I mean, though.
Did you read that article yesterday
I'm losing,
in Antarctica?
I don't know.
You're
no.
losing what?
My erection.
Yeah.
Because you won't shut the fuck up with your face.
Yeah.
I mean, the voice
I know
is
you,
fine, but it's
usually,
the face.
Usually you and... Ross do your shows fully erect
the
together
whole time.
And
we're,
I
or dock docking we dock
yeah,
during the whole
I
thing
am,
under the
I
table.
Apologize
you
for
are in the way
here.
We have
you
a,
are,
we've got a carbon fiber sleeve that goes back and forth
yep.
here
you were blocking the dock you were you're a real dock blocker
oh my god
you're a dock blocker man did I just
the
come up
sleeve,
with a new fucking
though?
Word
the sleeve
you're a
that
dock
goes.
Blocker Jabes
yeah, I'm sorry
That article in Antarctica said that they found these molecules. And they think that it provides evidence that there is a parallel universe. Read it. You'll find it super
yeah.
fascinating. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Hey, can you
ice.
Send one of those children to get me a couple of White Claws
yeah.
from the fridge?
We got the beerwurst
yes.
in town. The beerwurst are here in town live in studio.
None of them are wearing
there
clothes.
Is,
I don't know.
No, none of them are wearing clothes. It's one of those things where spring break is not happening for them. Therefore, mm-hmm. their spring break is on Drinking Bros and Ross Patterson Revolution.
So they well, are I mean, living it up.
Yeah, obviously.
One of our faves, we're going to have Chris on at the end of the show as the Drinking Bro of the week. And we'll let him chat about it. But it's nice that you did send your children to go get booze for Dan. It's
yeah,
great.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Father of
that
the year.
Father of
maybe,
the year.
Maybe get some clothes on those kids.
Yeah, maybe put a little, just
look,
some
but
bottoms
it's spring
on.
Break. It's their spring
it's
break.
Two boys.
You
put
know
some
what
bottoms
I mean?
On at least. tops are fine.
Yeah, I don't know why they're only wearing tops. That's weird.
Oh. They like to Winnie the Pooh it, huh?
Yeah.
Donald the Duckett.
Make sure they're
Donald
not,
Duckett.
Yeah, Donald Duckett.
Wait, is that's from Deadpool 2, right? Did he say he was walking around Donald Ducking it? Isn't that what TJ Miller said?
I have
Donald Ducking. I thought it was Winnie the Pooh.
I don't know.
I don't remember which one he said.
I haven't seen Deadpool 2 yet.
Well, Deadpool 2 is amazing.
Is it really?
As is.
Well, the first one was pretty good, yeah.
And 3 will be great, too, because it's Ryan Reynolds being himself.
Yeah, exactly.
In a costume for fucking an hour and a half.
It's Van Wilder in a superhero
but that's
costume.
Like Deadpool was written back around the time, I think, that Ryan Reynolds was born. So it's like
probably
another Sim World kind of.
Yeah,
event,
he's in his 40s. It's all a fucking thing, dude. And we all can get to be the Sim. Yeah,
Sim
James.
World.
I just don't
Sim
have
world.
Space in my mind.
No, she doesn't.
For stuff that isn't.
Definitely doesn't.
You're
oh, we're out
of
White Claw.
That
I think there's some
true.
Arnold Palmers on the side of the fridge. That's a new Fresca. There's also some Corona Frescas in there. Either or.
Just
they're,
any
they're,
alcohol.
They're
beer,
next
alcohol.
To the Killcliff. Oh, which is our next sponsor. KillcliffCBD.com. Love the Killcliff, man. KillcliffCBD.com is, you're wearing the chain. Dan's wearing the gold chain if you're watching on YouTube. By the way, subscribe to the video show on YouTube.
I won a contest.
Shadow Band.
And they put this around my neck.
When was this? Was it Vegas?
No.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. No.
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 Yeah. No.
It was a private contest that they had at his house.
Yeah, I don't know if they're shipping it out, but if you go to KillcliffCBD.com today, they're doing free shipping with the promo code DRINKINBROS, and you also get 20% off, which is a monster savings. 3 amazing flavors, grape, mango, and orange kush. Chances are you're hanging out with your family and you are over it by now. Have some CBD sent to the house. The flavor is amazing. No carbs, no sugars.
Sniff the cliff, somebody said.
Sniff the cliff.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
I
thing.
Like that. Biden.
Which?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just like
come
your,
on in. Pop on
put your hands on his shoulders.
It's fine if you're
cliff.
On camera. There he
oh
is.
Oh my gosh, there you go. Okay.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm being served Arnold alcohol Palmer. By a child.
That's something.
How old are you? Oh,
you're
nice. Oh, right
because
answer.
He looks just like
right
his
answer.
Dad.
We're live today, so there's
exactly
a lot of cops.
Exactly like you, he looks.
Yeah, he does. Is that a good thing?
We're calling the cops.
Kidding.
Yeah.
KillcliffCBD.com is the best in the biz. You will not piss hot. There's no THC in it. It is 100% approved. Killcliff is the only name you can trust in this space. So go to KillcliffCBD.com today. Promo code DRINKINBROS, 20% off and free shipping. Next up, 3M, the company that just paid a $9.1 million settlement to United States troops for shitty earplugs is at it again.
What was wrong with the
earplugs? Yeah, what happened with the earplugs?
So those everybody
know
knows
the
about
lawsuit,
this now. Those little green and yellow earplugs that everybody in the military was issued for the entire 2000s, basically, and some of the 2010s as well. They sucked, apparently. I never wore them because I was in gunfights, and you have to be able to hear what the fuck's going on. But the people who did wear them, like especially people who worked on aircraft and fucking, because you wear like plugs and then a fucking set of cans over the top of it. People that are working on aircraft or any kind of loud shit, artillery that are fucking boom, boom all the time. They don't wear shit like this. They wear fucking earplugs. Those things didn't work. So 3M got the shit sued out of them, but they got off easy. $9.1 million for that.
It's cheap.
It's fucked up. Especially nobody respects hearing. Like the military. So I have a disability rating for hearing, but it's. It's service-connected, 0%. They don't pay me anything for it. It's like, oh, yeah, you can't hear.
Oh, no bigs.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like, if I needed to hear, if it was bad enough that I needed hearing aids, they would give me shit for it. But unless it's total hearing loss, like you're completely deaf, they're like, eh, fuck
you're
you.
Good, right?
A little bit of hearing loss is to be expected, man.
Yeah.
Look, man.
Yeah. And Ray Cash Care, when he was here the other day, and I was having a conversation.
Shit,
no, and he was like, hey, man, I apologize if you could tell me on this side. And I was like, yeah. I was like... He said the same exact thing.
People get blown up on one side or the other, or if you're a shooter, like if I'm a right-handed shooter, my left ear sucks because that's where all the noise goes.
And they do nothing about that. There's no disability checks.
Little swift pat on the butt, get the fuck out, right?
No shit.
And the biggest, actually bigger than just straight-out hearing loss is tinnitus, right? Which is like a ringing, constant ringing in your ears.
So my dad's got that. It's the fucking worst.
It is the absolute worst, and you don't get paid shit for that either.
No way.
Yeah.
Those are the ones where people fucking kill themselves.
Kill themselves, yeah. If you're
yeah,
that,
it drives you fucking nuts.
It's insane.
That's why I can't go to sleep
at night,
because once it gets quiet, that's why I need a fan or the TV on. And if it goes off at night, like even if I'm asleep, I wake up immediately.
How is it in a big city sleeping? It's got to be better, right?
I love it. That's why I can't live in the country. Unless it's like super, if it's got to be country, like where there's crickets
all night.
Yeah. That'll keep me asleep, but otherwise, no. At any rate, the point of that is, nobody gives a fuck about ears.
Yeah.
For some reason. True. I don't know why that's the one thing that the military and government don't seem to care about. But now, these stupid motherfuckers at 3M just got the biggest contract and their history for COVID-19 related supplies, like medical supplies and shit like that.
I knew they would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the biggest federal contract they've ever gotten.
Yikes. Well, to be fair.
And this is the largest COVID-related contract as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, to be fair, though, this is one of the biggest corporations who specializes in this in the United States. It helps the stock market if 3M does better. And that will never change, probably. As shitty as that is, it will never fucking change, dude.
Well, the lesson is if you spend enough money on politicians to get them elected, even if you're a piece of shit company like this, you will be relevant and perpetuity.
Won't matter.
So all of American politicians, even the ones that I like, can get fucked.
Yeah. Well, there you have it with 3M. Luckily, if you're trying to plug up your ears and hear some tunes, you can go to buyraycon.com. That's RAYCON.com. buyraycon.com/drinking bros. Put that /drinking bros on the end of buyraycon.com/drinking bros. It means you get a 15% discount on these mother squeezers. Dude, I'm going to hold them up to camera here. These are the finest wireless earphones in the biz. Actually, I don't know if Bose is better, but I'm assuming.
I was watching one of their.
But they're expensive. Bose are so goddamn expensive.
Yeah, they're like $150.
All that shit's expensive, dude.
I actually like these better.
These are
$65. Well, just the fit and everything.
Yeah, there was some dude. I was watching one of their commercials on YouTube the other day, and the guy like said the same thing I did, that the bass is so much better in this one than it is. But basically what they do is there's this little fucking baffle in there with a thing. It looks like a speaker, right? Mm-hmm. A little speaker. But you push air through it or energy through it or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
And it just rattles back and forth. It's the same thing that makes your phone vibrate. But they, like, it's hard to do that without it sounding like some knucklehead's car that he got a very fucking good system, but didn't do any of the rest of the stuff to make it not rattle the whole time. Most speakers that have really good bass rattle like a motherfucker and it sounds terrible.
Yeah, these sound great, man. Yeah. They last 6 hours. It comes with a little tiny case. They charge up in there 6 hours worth of power. You're good to go. Go to buyraycon.com/drinking bros today. 15% off. Knocks it down to $65. There is not a more affordable headphone in the business than these guys right here. Next up, U.S. birth rates have fallen to record lows. American women had babies at a record low. Oh, well, and men. There was that man on Oprah. He didn't have a baby last year either, the pregnant man. American women and the pregnant man had babies at record low rates last year and pushed U.S. births down to the smallest total in 35 years, according to federal figures released on Wednesday. Why is that? Have you thought about this?
Well, people are waiting longer to have kids, I think. And they're also having fewer children because of economic instability, in my opinion. And here's why. So 50 years ago, even if you went to college, like Bill O'Reilly always likes to tell this story where I fucking painted houses in the summertime to pay my way through Harvard. I'm like, motherfucker, do you know how many houses you would have to paint now to pay your way through fucking Harvard?
Like yeah.
You stupid bitch. Like, that's retarded now. God damn, I fucking hate that guy. Anyways, that is stupid. So what really happens is, because if you go to like a fucking top level university, not even an Ivy League school, you're going to pay $120,000 for college for sure. You're going to pay that much.
Oh, for sure.
And either your parents are affluent, and that's okay.
Yep.
Or, like most people, you take out fucking loans, right?
Right.
And a $120,000 loan is basically, for somebody that age, equivalent to a fucking mortgage.
Yeah.
So you know what they're not doing? Getting a fucking mortgage.
Yeah.
That's why the housing stuff is fucked up all the time.
Yeah.
And they're also not having kids because they haven't started their lives yet. People aren't starting their lives until they're in their early 30s now.
It's true. The other thing about it is millennials themselves, and I've read this a couple other places, are more selfish, where they're like, no, great, I can live with my parents, or I can live. You can't have a fucking baby with your parents, obviously.
Well,
so
maybe if you come down south to the Mason-Dixon line, you piece of shit,
swap it up. Hell brother. Yeah.
My daughter's carrying one of mine right now. Hell yeah. That's not what you meant, though.
Right? Eyes closed together.
You meant like living with
them, yeah. Living with them inside the house and all that other stuff. You know, I think, me personally, it is fiscally responsible if you wait until you can afford to have a child, because kids are fucking expensive as shit.
They are, yeah.
And that's what I did, where I was just like, all right, cool. I want to party and have fun and then have kids in my 30s.
We should also ask ourselves, though, if it's good for us as a society to make people wait that long to start a family. or to start their career, start their life, or whatever the fuck, right? Because it's like, it's mission creep, basically. Are we better now at all the things that require long education? Are we better at law now? Are we better at history now? Are we better at English now? Are we better at fucking finance now? Not really. We're still doing the same shit we've been doing. Like, technology's changed, but most of the people that are working in actual tech either don't need that education because they're fucking super smart, or they're grinding it out. And those people's educations are typically 2-year, not 4-year. So that's not even the group of people we're talking about. We're talking about liberal arts degrees and shit. So why do they cost so much more now? And why are we spending so much more time on them now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, we're not, all we're doing is putting people in debt. It's mission creep. It started out like, hey, it takes you about 2 years to get the education to do this. Like, oh, dope, I'll do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's like, oh, actually, we added some other stuff. So now it's 6 years. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
It's not just 6 years of time. It's 6 years of fucking accrued debt.
Money.
Where you're not making money. It's fucking retarded to me.
And it's going to keep going unless somebody steps in and does something about it. The problem is, I don't know what can be done at this point. We haven't even solved fucking immigration yet. You think we're going to or healthcare. You think we're going to solve the college student debt? Not one prayer.
But
that is way on the back burner.
That's why I wasn't too butthurt about people who were talking about, like, look, the general consensus on the right is that people who signed up for these loans, well, fucking, you should just pay them off then. You fucking did it. Like, yeah, of course.
Right.
What was the other option? Doesn't make it right. And it doesn't mean I should stop fighting to make that better for everybody. So get fucked with that attitude.
Yeah, I don't see an end in sight. Jabes, we're still paying for your student loans, you know?
Yeah. As the only woman here, should I...
Go ahead.
Talk about it? Or
yeah, not? Fire away.
I think it has to do a little bit with exactly that in women, though, as far as, like, the college is concerned, because you do pay so much that when a woman is going to have a child, it is so much more of a sacrifice of what said money that they spent, right? Because you're either going to have that time away from your job or you're going to just not go back to it. So there's all kinds of, because you're paying that much money and you're that much in debt, the woman's not going to just say, all right, cool. Well, I guess I'm just staying home now, right?
Right.
Is definitely part of it, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. But again, what can be done about it is the other thing. Unless you were going with Dan's theory earlier in the show where you're just creating humans faster and shooting them out. You know?
No, that's not.
No,
that's
I think it's just putting more importance in making it. Like, child care and free child care is really just like.
Yeah, but you're putting a Band-Aid on a fucked up situation there. That shouldn't, like, child care should obviously be way cheaper. And it should be probably subsidized at some point.
Yes.
But it's a much bigger issue than that. Like, the education community has become like big pharma. That's why everybody fucking hates it.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the number? The average, relative to inflation, the average professor salary has gone up since 1979, I think it is.
Yeah.
About 22%.
Yeah.
And the administrative salaries have gone up 2,000%. So deans are getting paid more. Consultants, marketing people for the fucking universities, all these people, because it's a fucking money pit.
I mean, professors, teachers never used to get paid. Professors are not getting paid, son.
Not really.
It's a six-figure job.
It should be.
I agree.
But not like the problem isn't their six-figure job. It's the fact that the dean of the school is making fucking $8 million a year. And it's also a problem where, excuse me, athletics have become an issue as well. The NCAA, for example. Because they've created a system where these motherfuckers just, like, drain all the money out of all the marketing of the school and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they don't pay the athletes at all. Like, it's a system. It's almost like broken window theory. Because they don't have to pay the athletes for the billions of dollars they're making these universities, they feel like they don't have to fucking do anything else.
Yeah.
With that. I think it's all super predatory. And it's, people don't think about it like that with education. Like, they see the big pharma's predatory, but we set up this whole, not only completely necessary to get a lot of jobs system, but one with no alternative where people have to go through it and they don't have any other choice but to take on debt to start off their life. We fucked this whole country up
right
when it comes to education. I don't even know what you can do about it.
I don't either.
That's true.
At this point, you can take some boner pills, have some sex with your lady if you want. Next up is GetRoman.com. /drinking bros, Jabes. I'm saying pull out responsibly then if you can't afford the kid. You know? Mm-hmm. That'll cut down on the education.
I don't think I don't think pull out responsibly is a word or a phrase that people use.
It should be. Pull out responsibly. Don't just pull out all willy nilly, you know,
shooting wherever
you want.
Sure.
Pull out responsibly. Go to getroman.com /drinking bros today. Boner pills. Boners.
Do you have some water over there?
I might. You might have to take over the rest of the sponsor for me.
Oh, for real?
I got a real dry cough.
Yeah, can you just talk about dicks for 5 minutes?
No, I can't.
Dicks.
You can't talk about anything.
Like hard dicks, soft dicks, long skinny ones, little fat ones that look like a big easy button.
An easy button, huh?
Well, Rob McElhenney referred to his as looking like a button in a fur coat one time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Acorn in a pile of autumn leaves.
Yeah. His wife actually said it, but he's the one that wrote that line.
It's great.
That's
brilliant.
Yeah.
It's great. Go to GetRoman.com today. Here's the thing. If you want a recreational boner, just have fun. Party with your wife a little bit. Girlfriend, mistress, gay lover. You want to bang a dude and show off your extra skin.
Look,
go to
GetRoman.com
/drinkingbros
right?
today.
So like Viagra?
Girls can take it. It'll plump up your labia a little bit.
I mean, it puts more oxygen in your bloodstream and makes your blood flow more. But if you're going to experiment with gayness,
mm-hmm.
if you're feeling a little frisky or whatever
Sure. Sure.
Why are you fucking idiots laughing at me?
Yeah,
it's not a comedy show.
If
you're going to experiment with gayness, bring it. For real. Go take those boner pills. Don't fucking show up like a bitch.
Yep.
If you're going to experiment with gayness, bring it for real.
Especially if you're a real straight guy and you're just bored.
Right.
Because don't represent our community in a negative way.
Exactly.
And don't expect to just be able to get hard just because you have been able to in the past.
Yeah, just because.
Take a boner pill, dude. Go to GetRoman.com /drinking.
Just because you get hard when you're watching gay porn on the internet.
Doesn't mean when it's right in front of you
that
you're going to be able.
There's nerves and anxiety, all sorts of stuff going on. Just make sure that dick will get up, because if you embarrass me, I swear to God, I'll turn this car around and go right home.
These pills will make it feel as if the skin is tearing off your penis, dude. Like that boner is so hard. 5 questionnaire is all you take from an online doctor, which is nothing. You know, it takes you 4 minutes. You're in and out of there. Free shipping, discreet packaging. No one will know you even have it. Go to GetRoman.com /drinking bros today. Straight or gay, mm-hmm. you know, man or woman. It'll plump up those labes. Plump up the labes. Plump up the labes. Plump. Next up, Operation Haircut is in full effect. People in Michigan are done with authoritarian and incompetent rule from their witless governor.
What do you think the chances she gets reelected are?
I'm surprised, by the way. I'm surprised Trump hasn't used witless for Whitmer.
Witless Whitmer. He doesn't have to yet.
He doesn't have to yet.
Because she's like, look, if somebody's kicking their own ass, don't fucking jump in there.
Yeah. Just
you might catch an accidental fucking hook. You know what I mean? Just like, oh. And then when she stops for a little bit, just stomp
then
on her.
Then you can go back to her. With barbershops and salons closed indefinitely due to the state's coronavirus lockdown, barbers are scheduled to cut hair on the Capitol lawn for 3 hours Wednesday afternoon.
Did.
And they did yesterday.
I love this.
Fucking police were like, oh, if you do this, you're in violation of the order and get cited.
Yeah.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you. I'm getting a fade.
Yeah.
Yeah. that Jesse, this was one of your favorites.
I love it.
You cut
killing
hair back
birds
in the day.
With stones. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it's getting two birds stoned at once. That's what Ricky from Trailer Park Boys says.
Which makes
way more sense. As a matter of fact, if you like Trailer Park Boys, there's like a short clip of the producer of the show and director of the show
that
is him explaining Rickyisms and all the stupid shit he says.
It's the best part of the show.
He explains in a couple of ways how what Ricky's saying actually makes a little bit more sense than the actual phrase.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if makes him retarded or me retarded, but one of us.
Both. I'd say both.
He's Canadian, so it's hard to tell if they're retarded or just Canadian.
Just fucky.
It's like
that's always difficult.
Like gay from Atlanta. Like who's.
Yeah.
Who knows? You can't really tell.
Nobody loses either. Nobody loses there.
You can be Canadian and gay or retarded.
Anything.
I don't care.
Anything. Yeah. Nobody. Dan. Yeah,
I'll still bang you. I don't care.
So two things Dan is known for.
Banging
retards. Always been against rape.
Oh, yeah, always for sure. Yeah, pretty much the whole time. Yeah.
And then also he's not afraid of if you're retarded.
Or Canadian.
Or Canadian. Or yeah. So three. If those are the three things that Dan is known for.
Yeah.
Pretty much RRC on that one, you know?
RCMP.
Rape, retardation, and Canadian.
Calm down.
What? CRC. Next up, a Colombian advertising company is pitching a novel, if morbid, solution to shortages of hospital beds and coffins during the coronavirus pandemic. Combine them. Big fan of this. Mm. ABC Displays has created a cardboard bed with metal railings that designers say can double as a casket if the patient dies. Of course, this is from Colombia, by the way, which is also a country that is a lot further away from the U.S. than people actually think.
Further away economically, yes.
It's not that long
of a flight, but the
But they're poor. Yeah,
they're poor as shit. Mm. You would think the bedside manner in a hospital would be a little bit better than. That, I don't
lay in this coffin.
That's like
lay in the coffin.
That's like raising a pig, but it's in a frying pan the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is up with this shit?
Should we put that picture?
Yeah.
Up?
Can you throw the picture up? Oh my god!
Look at this, you guys.
I read the article, and I was like, man, that's pretty interesting. And then I saw the picture, and I couldn't stop laughing.
It's the best. It's a cardboard coffin.
And it's the way that they, like force perspective it, too. Yeah. Where it's like,
hey, you okay?
He's a little tiny. All right,
close her up. Throw her out in the fucking backyard.
They're dead.
Gosh.
Cardboard coffin.
They're just more efficient over there,
they
you know?
They really are.
How much does it cost just to fucking burn somebody? Like, I don't know.
$2,200 is what I paid.
Why does it cost that much to fucking turn some fire on?
I don't know.
Shit, I know.
We invented fire. Yeah. As a species, we invented fire.
By the way,
fire.
I said the same exact thing. How much you charging me for this?
Yeah, I feel like fire should be free.
And he said, here's a fucked up thing.
I want to file patent for fire.
He goes, hey, man, because your other relatives have been here, like, I'll give you a deal. And I was like, oh, it was going to be $2,500. I got it for $2,200.
What's the deal? He just throws your guy out back and you keep the money?
I don't know. Yeah. But you get the ashes at the end, and you're like, what do I? It could be anybody.
I don't even know
that you burned my dad.
No one's getting my ashes. Just burn me. You don't need to. Why would you carry my fucking ashes around? Why don't you just cut my pinky off and put it in a little fucking ring box? Well, yeah. It's my dad. Check out my dad.
That's a flirty thing.
That's a fun flirty thing.
It's stupid, and so is fucking having some of these ashes. That's so fucking weird to me.
What do you want? You just want to be burned and thrown away?
Yes. So,
but if you die, you're not going to know it. I'm gonna cut off your dick and wear it in a box around my neck.
I don't mind
that. That's the ultimate flex.
Yeah.
Where you're just wearing a
That's the other thing. Why do you care what happens to you after you die if the people...
Because I don't want my relatives spending money to make all this shit happen.
Mm, oh, my true. God. You know what would be a better that's flex true. Is sending your dick to your parents and being like, hey, it's I thought all you would can... want your son's dick back.
I don't know. That's weird.
I know it is. But because then they would be forced to look at it, and that's
weird.
The last memory they have.
Of course
is
it's weird.
Of your penis.
Ross is saying
it. Tiny glass
just
box.
Just send them the head.
Oh, the
just
head
take a cigar
penis.
Cutter to it and just take the head with you?
No, I mean my head, not the head of my dick.
Because
I do think the head of the penis would be a lot better, too.
Yeah, same.
This is the only thing that wouldn't burn. We don't know why. For some reason.
That would be really funny.
We tried and tried. We put it back in there three times, and it would
oven.
Not go
do
up.
You,
in
what do you know about his dick?
Do we know that it's like real? Even
can
I don't
see his
know.
Medical records.
Yeah.
No, like actually, for the environment, I guess just bury me not in a box. Just throw me under the ground. So when my body decomposes, it
helps.
The soil gets
it grows
up.
A
I don't know.
Tree or
like what else are you gonna
glorious.
Do? That would be.
I'd
cool.
like to do
for memorialization. If somebody wanted to do that thing where you. Put me into a tree that grows, that it makes sense to me.
Okay.
That's kind of neat. But just having a jar full of fucking somebody's dead ash body, what the
strange.
Fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's strange.
It is strange.
Last but not least, Kamala Harris is making sure people are staying focused on the real problem at hand. The Democratic senator, who is supposedly a frontrunner for VP from California, introduced a resolution condemning anti-Asian sentiment as related to the COVID-19. Including the use of the phrase Wuhan virus.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
How can you... What,
not she's, saying that phrase?
No, they're condemning it, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you can't say it.
Yeah. So what... Yeah.
I don't think you can... I don't think you can list it as hate speech.
She's spending taxpayer money...
Oh, yeah.
...to try to get a governing body just to write on a piece of paper that they condemn stuff. Yeah. That's what you're paying for when you pay your taxes.
Just to walk you through some figures here, 83% of white people murder victims were killed by white people. 90% of black people murder victims were killed by black people.
Yeah. You almost always get murdered by somebody of your own race.
Your own race. It's always your own race.
Almost always. And it's higher in instances of ethnic minorities because their communities in the U.S. are more exclusive than white people's are for sure.
Yeah.
Like there aren't a whole lot of white people living in Chinatown, motherfucker.
No.
You know what I mean? It's just the way it is. It's not like a judgment on anybody or anything like that. It's just the way human beings are.
Yeah.
They usually group with people that look like them. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, yeah.
For the most part.
Is she your get fucked of the week?
Yeah. Yeah, she is. Absolutely. She's this woman's retarded. Like with everything that's going on right now.
Is this everything the most that's important going
on,
thing?
Like if there's anything she should be focusing on, it should be on polishing her really bad criminal justice reform image. Because she's a lefty Democrat supposedly, but she's lefty in the same vein that Hillary Clinton is. Nothing she's done other than her recent feigned progressivism has ever even resembled a Democrat in her entire career. Like that whole, like, we got to get these super predators off the street that Hillary Clinton was talking about in 95 is the same bullshit she was doing in California, enforcing three strike laws, which are racist as fuck, and all this other bullshit. It's like fucked up.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden when it's convenient to be progressive, that's what she does. But now it's just a distraction because she knows that she can't run on her record. That's what's happening here.
Yeah.
So she's just trying to fish.
Speaking of super predators, we got the drinking bro of the week, Chris Beerworth. Come on in, you super predator, you SOB.
Calm down. Don't call people that.
Well, why?
Well, the problem is when he walks on camera, he's going to look like a super predator.
Also. You're going to see. You're going to see.
In a couple moments, it looks like a super predator. This
Just walk right in front of the cameras, asshole.
No, there you go.
It's too late now.
That's all right. Look.
You're on spring break.
You do. You're on spring break, brother.
Do what you want.
He's
welcome, Chris Beerworth. I want to give you Drinking Bro of the Week. I know you're here with your two kids. You were also on the Drinking Bros cruise. You were one of our biggest supporters of everything we do, and I want to give you the Drinking Bro of the Week. And I'm glad you stopped down to Wilmington, North Carolina, man.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for letting us in, man. You guys are like awesome, and God, the whole crew and everybody's been so friendly and.
Yeah, when we first saw your face, we called the cops.
We were trying.
Then
we had to call them back.
Man, don't shoot the guy with the beard.
See, Bolo, I told you, it's a real thing. Yeah.
Be on the lookout. You don't know what Bolo means.
He still doesn't believe that it's a real thing.
I go Bolo tie. That's the only thing I know and do.
Cowboy.
There we go.
Fucking broke that mountain shit.
I'm a little cowboy. I'm a little cow man. We were talking before you came on the show. You were like, hey, man, how crazy was that Drinking Bros cruise we were on? We've talked about it on the show, but I don't think we've ever had a listener describe how crazy it was.
Since we went wheels down in Houston, me and Reed, man, we hit the hotel room, and that shit turned into a drinkers party, man. Everybody just linked up together, and there was booze, JMOs, everything going on.
Yeah, we just happened to all be in the same. We didn't know until we walked downstairs.
Yeah, we didn't know.
We started there, and then
50 of you assholes.
They closed the bar down inside. Well, it wasn't a bar. It was just like the lobby area. It wasn't.
Well, they had booze, though.
It was nothing. And then they're like, hey, there's a strip joint down the road. Bucks Wild, man. So a bunch of us dudes rolled down there. I think we got the female there, too. She rolled
There was a couple with us. We did a live. I forgot about that. So when he was talking about that earlier.
The live show.
We did a live show inside a fucking strip club. The VIP.
There was some girl there trying to convince me that her dad was this very well-known physicist. And I'm like,
That's right.
I mean, maybe it's so true. But I was just like,
there was a stripper from Philadelphia working there. And she spent the entire time trying to convince Vince Dan that her dad was this well-known physicist.
Yeah.
And
I couldn't tell she was trolling because I was already fucked up by the time we got over
there. But finally,
I stopped this conversation and I was like, come on. If he's a well-known physicist, why the fuck are you doing what you do now? And she goes, just to piss him off.
Yeah, I edited it. I heard all of it.
Yeah, so I was like, maybe that's true.
And then everyone came up to me after and was like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Ross did that.
What? I trolled a stripper?
Whatever you did, they were like, it's not our fault. It's not our fault that he did.
Oh, I didn't. I was good. I didn't do anything.
The stripper was.
Now, on the other hand, I will say
it was the side show.
I don't care.
It was the guy with a stack of damn. It was a brick.
Yes.
What is his name?
I forget his name.
Hunter Lomax.
What they were saying they were forgiving me for was Hunter Lomax, he came in with $5,000.
No, it was $2,500.
What was it?
$2,500.
All ones. Yeah. And but it was in two like bricks on a belt, and he gave me like 500 ones, and he goes, "Hey, man." It's my fucking drink. Just throw it at the stripper. Just throw it at the stripper. And I was like, all right, cool, man. You know, we're in the middle of a live show. And I was like, he's like, man, you can't start it until you throw it at the stripper. I grabbed the ones. Fucking I just chucked it right at her. And it was a hard chuck, too. Like,
you didn't
boom.
Like,
no.
We didn't have time.
We didn't have time
didn't have
for
time
that.
To.
Because I had the mic in one hand.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I could only throw
so you
it.
You just threw it
as hard
at somebody's
as I could.
Head. Yeah.
And it just.
Oh.
Got a little sticky in there.
So. We're still on land. The cruise hasn't even started yet. And that's
I
how
know.
Shit popped off.
I know.
So we had stayed at that hotel to be like, all right, let's just relax a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like before the cruise, we'll just chill out. We walk into the lobby
full
and all you
rage.
Fuckers are in there.
Raging,
we're like,
dude.
Oh no.
Ross and I had been on the road for, I think, 7 days at that point.
Yes.
Yes.
Already.
Yeah, yeah, I had yeah. just met up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were in San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, and then Houston.
Nope.
We really visited the whole state of Texas that week.
Yeah, wow.
But it was
walking
a blast.
Walking through the mean streets of Houston.
And then the cruise. Tell yeah. people, because like, it's hard to express it on the show because we hosted, obviously. But how crazy was the cruise?
Man, the cruise, it was just crazy because like, there was no borders. It was like no time zones or mm-hmm. time things. Hey, this event's going on here. No, it was like everybody was hanging out. Jared, Matt, Danny, mm-hmm. Dan. It was just like... family, man. We're sitting
yeah,
at the bar
yeah.
just drinking at the pool.
Yeah.
Dinner. Everybody's just, it wasn't, nobody was scared to say anything. And
we all ate together.
It was.
So fun.
Everybody
all
was
day.
Drunk. And nobody got in a fight, man. That was like the big thing. There was, I don't think there was any like,
I
no,
never,
not
but
with our
ARI,
not with our, I've never seen,
listeners, not, we have never seen one fight.
No, not in
it was,
the history.
You and
of
I do
show.
A lot of live shows. Yeah. And like, let's face it, down in Florida when that guy said that, you know, he had murdered somebody and spent some time in jail.
Nico, yeah.
No, was it Nico?
Yeah, it's one of Amiri King's friends.
What's his last name?
Is
it
I
Nico
don't
the
remember.
Rico?
Maybe that might
if
be.
If it
him,
is, it,
oh,
he's in here all the time.
Was it? Yes.
I don't
yeah.
know. I don't know
Nico's
if that's the
in
same
there.
Guy.
If it isn't, it isn't. But yeah. if he's on here, tell me, Nico. If that's you, that's amazing. But yeah, even that
it's
night, it was
so
just like
smooth
because people got worried when he said he murdered somebody, and you were like,
well, but that's
well,
because the guy on before him was a fucking Orlando fucking police sniper,
cop, yeah.
SWAT dude.
Yeah.
But that's how wild our show is that we had a SWAT member followed by somebody who just got out of jail. Like it's crazy across the board, but mm-hmm. everybody gets along. There's never been
it
a
is.
Fucking issue at any of these events.
It's a very like wide array of people too.
Yeah,
like it's not just all fucking white conservatives, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Or white
yeah.
police conservatives, or white military conservatives. A lot of different weirdos. A lot of
Puerto Rican women. Yeah. I'm totally kidding. I have no idea.
I mean, it is a lot of dudes, I guess.
I'd say what. Since you've been listening to the show for so long, is there anybody that you personally would like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week away?
Oh
to?
Man, my wife Donna. She puts up with this dumbass and the beard. Not going anywhere anytime soon. So, but Donna Beworth, man, she's been through it all. Deployments, military, been through shit, moving, kids. Just her, man. She's
That's awesome. What's her name?
Donna.
Okay.
Yes, everyone's talking about her on here.
Everybody's talking about Donna.
Well, she's in the room, actually.
Is she? Donna's in the room?
Yeah,
she's the one that actually lined up the cruise for me and Reed to go on. And I was on deployment at the time, and I have no clue. And it was like a big surprise, so...
Okay.
It was huge. She, yeah. Her, man, she's the best.
Awesome.
Oh,
Donna Beerworth.
Love to
Donna
hear
Beerworth.
It. All yeah. right. Chris, you can probably get us out with a.
I don't have my glasses. I can't read shit, but yeah, they know who they are. They know who I am. Oh, yeah. I'm Chris Beerworth. This is Ricky Rose. Thank you.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals, only at Smoothie King.